The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin with the fuel protests, which have entered a third day. The Minister for Justice said this morning that the blocking of critical national infrastructure will not be permitted to continue, and said that the assistance of the Defence Forces has been requested. We'll be bringing you the latest on that very shortly. But let's get more on what's happening around the country now. And firstly, I want to go to Ross Lair and Sean Boyce, Marine pilot, Master Mariner and former Senior Master at Stenaline. And Sean, we wanted to get the benefit of your eyes in Ross Lair. What's happening there this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. So shortly after 7 o'clock this morning, a small blockade established itself there at what would be known locally as the Road Trade Roundabout, which is the first roundabout you'd meet coming out of the port of Ross Lair. That has since moved now to the village of Kilran in an attempt to block some of the side roads that people could use to circumvent the blockade, I suppose. And simultaneously then at 7 o'clock, a rolling blockade left what would be known locally as the Maldron Hotel roundabout, now the Newtown Park Hotel, and that has made its way towards Ross Lair. It's due to arrive, I suppose, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and that will then increase the blockade. So, I suppose it's been expected here locally for some days with the protests going on around the country, and the inevitable, I suppose, has happened now.
So does it mean at this stage or in the coming hour or so, if all of this happens as you've described, that access in and out of Ross Lair will be blocked?
It would seem so, Claire. Now, the Stenaline and the Irish Ferries both departed on time this morning, and it's one of the quieter days in the port today. There's another freight shipper due at 1400 this afternoon with Irish Ferries and Stenaline then with their freight and passenger services due back in this evening. Now, in contrast, tomorrow would be one of the busier days with up to 8 different arrivals and departures throughout the day. So if the blockade does take hold, it will cause serious disruption both in and out of the port.
Okay, but the vessels that arrived this morning, obviously the container trucks will have come off. Are they gone now? Have they left?
Some of them have been impacted, and there is a tailback growing between the blockade and the port itself. And of course, throughout every day here in the port, there would be trailers being dropped and picked up from the import and export yards down in the port itself. So that type of traffic will be disrupted and will cause further tailbacks then.
Okay, so if this were to continue into tomorrow, Sean, given that you've said it's going to be a busy day there tomorrow, what might that look like in Ross Lair?
Well, then you'll have a severe impact on the actual scheduling and the slots that the ferries are designated coming in and out. And of course, since Brexit, we've had a huge increase of ferry traffic and freight traffic in and out of the port. So if this was to continue into tomorrow, and I spoke to the protesters this morning and they say that they're here for the long haul. So that will see an impact on the arrivals and the departures, particularly with the continental ferries, because they take up to 24 hours to get to Dunkirk or down to Cherbourg or wherever they might be heading. So then that has a rolling impact then for the next few days and into next week if they were to be disrupted.
So you had a chat with some of them this morning. Are they local people, local hauliers, agricultural contractors, those types of people like we've seen at the other protests?
Yeah, exactly the same. Yeah, some local names on trucks there and some tractors with the various placards, etc., mounted on them. So, yeah, local guys and you know, they're adamant that they're here for the long haul. And, you know, this part of rural Ireland is, you know, similar to others, is where diesel and petrol are essential, obviously, for not just commuters and people looking to go about their daily business, but also in agriculture. And of course, the fishing sector is big here in South County Wexford. So boats heading out this morning are using diesel that is way above the norm.
Okay, well,
as regards prices.
Sean, thanks very much for that update from Ross Lair. Sean Boyce there, who is a marine pilot in Ross Lair. Let's go to Dublin now. Conor Feehan, Irish Independent reporter, is on the keys in Dublin city centre this morning. So Conor, what's happening where you are?
Well, it's almost as quiet as COVID days at the moment, Claire. But this morning, traffic was again disrupted along the quays. The protesters maintained their protest on O'Connell Street during the night and stayed camped there. But early this morning, around 7 o'clock, they did move out onto the quays to block traffic moving in both directions, north and south. Now, there was a couple of small angry exchanges with motorists when that happened, and motorists were demanding to know when they would be let go. and they were told that they couldn't be told that. But eventually then what happened and what was new this morning was traffic started to reverse down Burr Quay to get away from the protesters and move up Hawkins Street in an effort to try and get around the protesters. But a group of protesters then moved up into Covent Street and Westmoreland Street to block them on the other side. So what essentially happened this morning was the protesters became a movable group of people. And one of them told me that basically what they will do is they will wait and assess and see what a Garda traffic plan becomes and then move to disrupt that traffic plan.
Okay, so it's a mobile protest right now. It's sort of chasing down anyone who tries to find a rat run to escape.
Yes, that's how it is at the moment. Now, at present, the guards are not allowing cars up Burr Quay. They are diverting them down Hawkins Street. College Green is quiet. The Quays are quiet because most people at this stage have now realised that this part of the city centre is a no-go area. So there isn't traffic to stop anymore. But the protesters are still there on the road.
It's a shutdown, Conor, in the city centre in Dublin.
In the very centre of the city, yes, it is. There's no traffic moving on the North Quays or the South Quays. And, you know, there's nobody with loud hailers, there's nobody shouting, there's nobody, protesting loudly. It just seems to be a very kind of an eerie calm and quietness. And, you know, the guards are standing wondering what might happen next and the protesters are standing wondering what might happen next. And I think all ears then are on what's going to happen around the rest of the country, especially with word now that the blockades on the fuel refineries might be forcibly removed.
Yes, and we're working on bringing our listeners more news on that when we get it. Conor, thanks very much for now. That's Conor Feehan from the Irish Independent in Dublin. We're going to go to Limerick now and to our reporter, Josh Crosby. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Claire.
So where are you and what's been happening?
Yeah, so I've been in Limerick since yesterday and all the artery roads around the city have been blocked up as commuters try and make their way around the city, due to the M7, the main entry point into Limerick from the east side, being blocked off. Now, I've been meeting with the protesters who are parked on the M7 all morning, and there are around 30 trucks, tractors, a mix of vans. They're parked on both sides of the roads, and there are many more than this morning trying to make their way down onto the motorway off the slip, but they're being stopped by Gardaí. Now, I've just left the M7, and I'm now making my way to Foynes. As we just heard there in the past hour, of the Defence Forces have been asked to assist Gardaí, possibly with removing vehicles. And it's yet to be seen which locations could be targeted first, but one can only imagine when they say critical infrastructure, it would mean roads, but more importantly, I suppose, entry points of fuel into the country. So I'm making my way to Foynes Port now, where protesters are blocking a fuel terminal. When I was asking the guys on the M7 earlier this morning, before we heard about the Defence Forces, I was asking them, guys, how do you think this will all end? Like, if you're prepared to stay here? And they said that local heavy haulage companies would not be moving the protesters all around the country. So, like, I suppose only so many people have machinery able to move this type of large plant. And look, a lot of them would have working relationships between these guys. Mm-hmm. So now that we've heard of the army, protesters are telling me if the Defence Forces go to areas, then they're prepared, the protesters will follow this and try and prevent it in these areas. So look, I suppose that's the update from Limerick City, and we'll see how things progress then in Foynes and the other ports.
Okay, so you're making your way to Foynes Port. Now, I'm wondering how you're going to get there, Josh. Have you figured that out yet?
Yes, so I am making my way there. I'd say around half an hour, 30 minutes away. But even getting here, there have been diverted traffic all the way. And it was the same coming over from Dublin yesterday. Roundabouts were blocked off with trucks and vans. So yeah, hopefully we get there.
Well, the best of luck to you. And we'll talk to you when you do get there to Foynes Port. Let's go to Jamie O'Hara now, who is on the Macroom bypass outside Macroom town in County Cork. So, Jamie, what can you tell us about what's happening where you are?
Good morning, Claire. Well, the blockade of the Macroom bypass, it began here at about 6:25 this morning when the first truck and tractor pulled up. And then from that, it must be over 50 trucks and diggers and tractors and even, Claire, a couple in a car who are calling for more people in cars to come out and join these protests. Now, like Josh was saying, talk of any intervention by the army at critical infrastructure, especially here in Cork at the Whitegate oil refinery in East Cork, which is about 50 kilometres away from me, it's not being well received by some of the protesters here this morning. As we know, that facility was blocked last night, which led to fears then that supply at the pumps could be impacted within days. But I was chatting to protesters on the bypass, and one man said that if the army were to try to remove vehicles, that the protesters would have no choice but to turn up en masse and to make that task impossible. And then another said that they could simply blockade petrol stations themselves if it came to it, if the army did forcibly remove anyone from the oil refinery. I was also talking to three men from West Cork who are trawler men, and that they said that the cost of filling up a fishing trawler with fuel is now up to 13,000 euro more, depending on the size of the vessel. They said, you know, it was the worst situation they'd ever seen, worse than Brexit and previous fuel increases that themselves were fueled by wars. They said what many have been saying to me since early this morning, Claire, that they might as well be here on the bypass because they would be losing money by running their machinery. And they also gave me a grave warning that many trawler operators, I suppose I hadn't thought about the fishing industry in this. We mainly heard about hauliers and tractors and the like, that, but many trawler operators will be forced to simply tie up their boats and lay off their crews. And they said that could happen in as little as 2 weeks unless there's a resolution to this. They also said that trawler men are staying out in very dangerous conditions because they need to make the fuel work for them rather than returning to back to home port without a full boat. But they said, but traffic is quiet here now, Claire. Interesting, rush hour was about 6 a.m. to 7:30, and as you know, people will be working from home, but more and more protesters are turning up here in Macroom.
So increased numbers arriving there. And Conor, Fionn was telling us from Dublin that what he's seeing is largely peaceful. You know, there are no loud hailers, you know, nobody is chanting, very few altercations, although he did witness a couple this morning when motorists were trying to get around the protest. Is that similar to what you're seeing?
Claire, it's been very peaceful here since early morning. I actually arrived before the protesters. I was here about 6:20. Within minutes, the first two turned up and they just very quietly parked their machinery. So there's been no loud hailers. People are chatting. There was just a spot of rain there, so people sat into their cabs. An ambulance approached the roundabout while the blockade was on. And it was just allowed to continue. It was not inconvenienced by more than a few seconds, and off it went on the bypass. So yeah, it has been very, very peaceful. But people, from talking to them today, they're very annoyed.
Jamie in Cork, thank you very much. That's Jamie O'Hara. Dana Carney now is on the M9 in Kilkenny. What's it like there, Dana?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, that's right. I'm at Danes Fort, where there's around, I'd say, 60 to 70 trucks, lorries and cars blocking a passage which continues on to the M9 further into Kilkenny towards Carlow and Dublin. Traffic is flowing, however, everyone is just taking the Junction 9 exit at Danes Fort and diverting their journey there. They are letting emergency vehicles pass, they've told me, and anyone carrying livestock as well is allowed to pass, and anybody who is not has to divert onto Junction 9. I've spoken to a few protesters here who said that they were supposed to end the protest at 11 a.m, but that they've said they're going to stay now until 7 o'clock tonight. They've also said they're not fazed about Minister Jim O'Callaghan's saying that he's going to bring in the defence forces. Just as I'm speaking to you, Claire, a couple of Gardaí have shown up on motorcycles. Now, there doesn't seem to be too much going on. It's still fairly peaceful here, and they seem to just be chatting to them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. I will get more details on that afterwards.
But interesting that you say that motorists are being allowed to divert onto the M9, is it, where you are? So off the M7, or off at Junction 9, is it, on the M9? That's where
at
they're
Junction
allowed to
9,
go.
Yeah.
So they're being permitted to do that. So that would mean that the traffic, while it's very slow, it's still moving.
It is still moving onto Exit 9, Junction 9. However, I suppose it is going to delay people, as you can imagine,
of course,
who will have to divert if they're going to Carlow or Dublin, as they can't pass through onto the M9. I've also heard from some of the protesters here that are saying further up on the M9 at Junction 5, which is in Carlow at the Tin Ryland exit, there's a report there that that's also closed off. So if anybody is travelling towards Dublin, they will definitely be delayed.
Dana, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on what's happening on the M9 in Kilkenny. At Galway Fuel Depot, we can join Maggie Chambers now. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Claire. So what really stands out about this protest is that although it's smaller than those in Dublin and around the country, it's still having a clear impact. So at the moment, there are around 15 to 20 people here. But over the past almost 48 hours, they've managed to stop roughly 12 or 13 fuel trucks from entering the depot. I've been here since 6 this morning and they have blocked one ad blue truck from passing. So really it's just a waiting game for fuel trucks to come so that they can turn them away. I was here last night as well and there was a group of motorcyclists here. So protesters appear to be rotating shifts. So some have gone to their vehicles or home to rest for a few hours. Another important thing to note is that the group here is not obstructing pedestrian cars or buses. They're only stopping fuel trucks from going in or out.
Mm-hmm.
They called off a planned rolling protest on Tuesday to avoid disrupting the general public. And everyone keeps reiterating to me that this is a peaceful protest. To describe the scene, there are about 20 vehicles parked across the bridge here at the depot, including tractors and lorries, which are blocking the left-hand side of the road as I look down towards the depot. And if a fuel truck comes, the protesters all come across and block the right-hand side of the road. Many of the vehicles are decorated with flags. I can see Irish flags and Mayo flags. People have travelled from not just Galway, but also from Mayo to join the demonstration. I was told earlier that one man travelled from Achill in Mayo last night and stayed the whole night before travelling home this morning to go back to work. The Gardaí here are maintaining a 24-hour presence, but they have not intervened as the protest has remained peaceful. And people have been dropping off takeaways, bag of food. There's a pallet stacked with supplies here. And just before I came on air, one car dropped off boxes of donuts. So the morale among the protesters is as high as it can be. And the overall message from those here is that they're prepared to stay. One protester told me that we have your fuel and you're not getting it until our demands are met. Even if the defence forces are deployed, these protesters say they will not be moving. When I put it to them, they basically laughed it off and said they've come too far. They've been here now for almost 48 hours, so it's too late to turn back now.
Mm-hmm.
One man accused the Taoiseach of scaremongering. And another man said there is more of us than there is of them. So the general consensus here is no matter who the government sends, these protesters will not be moved until their demands are met.
Okay, and just so that people are clear and we're all aware what happens there at the Galway Fuel Depot. This is the finished fuel, the fuel that is sent to petrol stations around the country. That's where it's stored, that's where it's taken from and delivered onto the forecourts, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Okay, Maggie, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Maggie Chambers at the Galway Fuel Depot. Let's go to Sean Defoe now, News Talk's political correspondent. Sean, good morning to you. We had that statement from the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, earlier this morning, and we know what he said at this stage. It's been mentioned by all of our reporters around the country because we've been hearing the response of the protesters to this news that the Defence Forces assistance has been requested to protect critical infrastructure around the country. What is the latest that your sources are telling you about how the government plans to deal with all of this?
Well, you're kind of getting mixed messaging now. So look, you have on one hand a statement from Jim O'Callaghan meant to be, I suppose, the strong arming and singing along the same hymn sheet as the likes of the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, who have said, you know, this is unlawful, this is a sinister and despicable attack on our economy, is how the Taoiseach put it, and that you have the situation now where they could obviously bring the army in. That seems to this morning have been like kicking a hornet's nest when it came to reaction, listening to the reporters that you've had around the country. So what they're going to do is going to be directly linked to how much this ramps up now in the next 24 hours. You had Martin Hayden, the Agriculture Minister, obviously on this morning on Breakfast saying the protesters shouldn't be allowed to have an impact on the lives of ordinary people, whereas now you're very much hearing protesters saying if they are stopped by the army, for example, from blocking fines, that they could go to individual petrol stations and cause that disruption. When it comes to the government ranks, there hasn't been a whole pile of dissent, as in publicly people calling for them for ministers to meet with these protesters. John McGuinness, the former chair of the PAC, has been the most notable voice, saying that the government should now just get involved, should meet these protesters, draw a line under it once and for all and find a way out before this gets totally out of hand. But even among the opposition then, mixed opinion. You have the Social Democrats saying, Keane O'Callaghan, their deputy leader, saying this morning that this has gone too far, while on the other hand, George Lawler, the TD for Labour in Wexford, backing the protesters and saying that they were right to be doing what they're doing. So the political opinion is completely divided, but I think there was a general opinion, even as early as yesterday evening, that the public mood was turning against these protesters, that it would perhaps fizzle out without the government having to meet them. That looks like a very different picture this morning.
Would you describe the response to this, the strategy as being informed by alarm, concern and worry at government level at this stage?
I think up until now, there have been a case where not necessarily worry, but that you don't know exactly who you're dealing with. So they've obviously been talking to the Irish Road Haulage Association, they've been talking to the farming groups and hoping to do a deal with them directly, which would be what the Taoiseach in particular would consider the normal channel of industrial relations when you're doing this. And I suppose when there are more disparate groups having come together and having come together in anger, the fear in government would be you might bring in three or four of these leaders and maybe there'd be some sort of a package or something agreed, but it wouldn't be satisfactory to everybody. And you couldn't guarantee that the leadership, as they're calling themselves, having come together in the last few days, would actually have any control on the rest of the hauliers and fishermen and everyone else out there. So that is part of the difficulty. But I think if this keeps going on, they are simply going to have to meet them and see what happens. We've just had a statement in as well from Minister McEntee in the last couple of seconds saying the Defence Forces, they're always available to consider any requests for assistance from An Garda Síochána. Ensuring critical supplies for our country and its people are able to flow across our country is absolutely essential, and that she's in close contact with the government and chief of staff. That's obviously in her role as Minister for Defence, and the Gardaí now are due to have a press conference to issue an update on things shortly after 10.
All right, plenty happening. Thank you very much. That's Sean Defoe there, News Talk political correspondent. I just want to bring you some of the messages that are coming in to us here on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. As a healthcare worker in the community who has to drive to clients in the Macroom Cork area, I can tell you there's plenty of support for the protesters. Rather than trying to defuse or de-escalate, the Taoiseach poured fuel on the fire with his speech yesterday. You'd think a man of his political experience would know better. He and or his advisers have seriously misjudged the mood of the normal working person outside of the M50, the Dáil and the D4 bubble. Andy in Kilkenny, though, says, our capital city centre is a no-go area. How can this be tolerated? Clear the roads and let law-abiding citizens go about their business. And this one, the government cannot concede to this radical protest. Otherwise, every protest will copy and destroy the lives of normal, compliant citizens. They've made their point and they're wasting valuable resources, including fuel, so they should stop now.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.